WRPQ Baraboo.
W279EG Reedsburg.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Another day on the witness stand for Stormy Daniels in Donald Trump's hush money trial as another case hits a roadblock. ABC's Aaron Katursky's covering.
Trump's trial over his handling of classified documents is indefinitely postponed. Judge Aileen Cannon, a Trump appointee, has spent months considering legal questions without ruling on them. And she said she needs more time to resolve myriad and interconnected issues. The New York case charging Trump with falsifying business records tied to a 2016 hush payment to adult film actress Stormy Daniels may be the only one that reaches a verdict before the election.
A Georgia appeals court also agreeing to hear Trump's arguments in the Fulton County, Georgia election interference case. That means a significant delay in that trial as well. House Speaker Mike Johnson surviving a move by a handful of hardline Republicans in the House to kick him out of the job. He stays with the help of the Democrats. More severe weather is on the way. Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee in line for it throughout the day. This is ABC News.
From the SSM Health News Center, this is Max News with Jim Finn.
On Tuesday night, the Village Board of Arena accepted the resignation of all three of its Village of Arena Police Department members, including its chief, former Chief Nick Stroik, along with his two other department members, Sergeant Wyatt Miller and Officer Stephanie Benish, sent in their resignations on April 20th. According to Stroik, there were communication issues between the department and the board and a lack of transparency. Tuesday night's discussion with the village board did not take long, but members did go back and forth on what would be the best option. One board member believed it would be hard to keep the department because they currently work in the community part-time. Some board members wanted to keep the three employees. If there is an emergency in the area, for the time being, the Iowa County Sheriff's Office will be the first to respond. The former Arena Police Department now works for the Iowa County Sheriff's Office. For Max FM News, I'm Jim Finn.
Max FM, Jim City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers likely through about mid-afternoon. After that, we will gradually clear out as we head into the evening. 60 will be the high. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 68. We are heading full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
99.7 Max FM. We hope that your morning is going well so far. Friday Eve. We are just a couple of days away from another weekend. It's kind of like the home stretch, right? You feel it. You know you can do it. Or at least, you know, you have no other choice because that's what we do as adults. Yeah, either way, we're almost there. Here's Tiffany on Max FM.
Doesn't seem to be anyone around. 90s, and more.
Max FM.
Sweet dreams are made of this. There's the Eurythmics. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. It is 12 minutes after 7 now. Good morning, Finn. How are you on this Friday Eve?
Not bad. I mean, when you're starting the morning off with Eurythmics, I mean...
Right?
Yeah, we're
things
doing
are good.
Okay. Yeah.
Things are good. We definitely don't have a lot to complain about. I mean, we could complain about the fact that it's kind of drizzly and cloudy and rainy again, but we aren't going to do that because eventually maybe we'll see some sunshine. Kind of depends on what Mother Nature has in store for us.
We
shall
she
see.
Wants. Yeah.
We shall see. I feel a little distracted this morning because, you know how much I hate getting like random messages, right? Over on my Facebook page, personally, from listeners, bad news type messages. I love it when you text me and you're interacting with us, you know, kind of chiming in on conversation. This is not a good one. My husband just texted me from his motel room in Racine and he's like, what's our emergency room insurance situation?
Uh-oh.
And I said, I don't know. And I don't really have time to look right now. Turns out that he's in excruciating pain at this very, very moment because he's got kidney stones this morning.
Oh, no.
I feel very distracted. So if I just suddenly, like, just, you know, you lose me for a second, I'm probably replying to a message. So he's trying to figure out if he wants to get himself up and try to get over to the hospital right now. So I'm going to do my best to stick with you here this morning.
Poor guy. How many times has he had kidney stones?
A lot. Wow. This is a chronic problem. The last time he went in, which was probably about two, three years ago was the last time. I mean, and he always kind of feels like he might be passing one, and once in a while he will pass one, and he can generally do it on his own. Sometimes, though, it gets to the point where he just can't. And about 7 years ago, when we were living in Minnesota, right before we moved, actually, he had a bout of kidney stones and had to go into the emergency room. They did the scans, and we found out that he had several just kind of sitting in the kidneys, just, you know, that are rattling around in there, literally, that could pass at any moment in time. So we're always kind of on high alert, just kind of waiting, you know, knowing that he could pass one at any moment. But it really sucks when he's by himself and there's nobody around to help him. And he's like 2 hours away. So that one stings a little bit. So hopefully you don't lose me this morning and I don't just like die off here because, you know, he jumps on to tell me that something's really, really wrong. So we'll keep our fingers crossed that things go well for him here this morning. I'll keep you up to date. I've got all the chats open and stuff like that. But I'm trying not to be distracted, but I keep looking like every 12 seconds to make sure he hasn't messaged me to tell me some new information. Now, how are things going in your world besides kidney stones? Because that's an uplifting way to start the day. Woo!
Ouch.
My.
Yesterday was weird. I mean, it was just kind of a weird day. There was a lot of violin. Wow.
A lot of violin. Yeah. Did the recital, spur some creative genius in him?
But he had his lessons yesterday.
Oh, okay.
So the kid's doing great. Okay. I mean, he sounds great. Here's the thing. It's not an easy instrument to listen to when somebody is practicing it. I mean,
no instrument is, let's be honest.
It's true. But at this point, I almost wish that he was in some kind of band where they were just practicing out in the garage, making a lot of noise out there. That's because he was in the zone yesterday, which is great. I mean, he was feeling passionate about it, but passionate for endless hours. And it's... Oh man, I don't know. I mean, I don't know with Dexter when he decides because he doesn't really practice playing drums, does he?
He usually does it when we're not home. So if he knows we're going to be gone for a couple hours, that's usually when he goes down and practices. So the only one who really gets to who has to deal with that show is Aspen, and she's very used to it at this point. If he does go down and practice when we're at home, she just lays on the couch, and once in a while he'll hit something really hard, and then she'll kind of look down the steps like, okay, is everything okay? And then she's cool. She lays back down. So she's pretty used to it by this point in time.
I mean,
so,
I hate to complain about it because...
Playing an instrument, and that's cool, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so I mean, it's not something... And I'm not going to say anything to it because, you know, I mean, I don't want to, you know...
Sure, you don't want to squash the creative juices. Yeah.
But, wow. Oh, man.
There's a few notes that just aren't striking a chord. Is that what we're saying, Finn? All right.
There's a reason why he chose the most complicated instrument to play, you know, to torture his parents, apparently.
At least it's not a squeaky clarinet note.
That's true.
I do feel for parents whose kids play clarinet because when you hit a squeaky clarinet note, there is nothing worse than that shrill sound resonating through the air. Nothing quite as worse. So.
Other than that, you know, the lawnmower died, so we were unable to completely finish the lawn. I'm trying to memorize lines. And then Steve Albini passed away. Steve Albini was a legendary producer that worked with Nirvana.
Yeah, I saw that.
Their albums. He was only 61 years old. I mean, that one just kind of came out of left field. I mean, a lot of people don't know who Steve Albini is, but at the same time, if you know Nirvana, And it's pretty much
In Utero was the big one that
was
he
the
produced.
Big one for him, yeah.
Yeah, and then he also produced one of the Pixies albums and stuff as well.
E.J. But no, that, Harvey. And,
yeah, that was a big one yesterday as far as music goes. I don't know if people, you know, really kind of, it really struck a chord with a ton of people, but if you knew Nirvana, like you said, this was kind of a big one in the music industry.
Kind of like their George Martin.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steve
absolutely.
Albini.
No, totally agree. It went, and that one came across my social media feed, and I was waiting for Dexter at Drums, and I was like, oh, well, that's a bummer. And then when I went to go check back, you know how social media gets just filled with nonsense all the time.
Yeah.
By the time I got back to it to actually read the story, it was, I couldn't find it again, but I did see it's passed through quickly on the timeline.
Right.
Well, that sounds, you know, listening to Phoenix play violin, that can be an exciting, interesting day. Now, how does that work for Mama? I mean, because, you know, moms are always like, oh, go be creative. Let's hear how amazing you are. And then after about an hour, you're like, oh, I really need to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
so how does Chris do in that moment?
She's exactly the same way. She's exactly the same way because, you know, I mean, she works at home.
Yeah.
And she's in her office and he's upstairs and he's rocking it with the violin.
Sure.
And I mean, we both kind of look at each other like, okay. We can't say anything.
How much longer can we do this?
Right, you know?
Yeah.
But where's the ibuprofen, please?
Right? You know? And that's when you take the laptop and go outside. Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
We're going to work outside today.
You
have the whole house kind of thing. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I remember when Max was just learning piano, there were, you know, he'd hit sometimes more than one key at a time, and it wasn't quite as squawky as some other instruments, so I did appreciate that. But then there also got to be a time where, I mean, I knew when he started he wasn't going to be Mozart right out of the gate. I completely understood that. But after about 2 years of just like tink, 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 I was like, seriously, when are we gonna like play with two hands here? Like, what are we doing? Is chopsticks like as far as we're getting? You know, but same thing. Oh, you're amazing. Oh, that sounded awesome.
Uh-huh.
Look at how far you've come. And in my head, I was like, oh my gosh, we're never getting past this song. I've been listening to it for six months now.
Oh,
kind of thing.
Would welcome piano at this point. I would welcome piano. Wow.
Well, it's kind of, we'll put a positive spin on it. It's awesome that Phoenix found like his creative juices when he did his recital. At least that's what we're going to chalk it up to.
Mm-hmm.
And now he just wants to get better. Maybe that's what he's doing. Fine tuning so that, you know, he's better at his next performance.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Maybe he didn't feel like he did a good enough job and now he just really wants to go after it and get it
and
do a really great job.
And again,
which is awesome.
You know, I mean, yeah, that's what Chris and I talked about was
just,
you know,
hard
the
to
fact
listen
that
to.
I took him to violin lessons and he came right back home and started playing violin. So, I mean, that's a good sign, right? I mean,
instead of going
to a lesson and then coming back and then not wanting to have anything to do with the instrument, right?
Right. Right.
I mean, so how is Dexter doing with Taekwondo? Is he like fully back into it and embracing it now?
He is. He is very much. We're kind of easing in because there's a whole bunch of conditioning. I mean, if you've done martial arts, you know that this is like a full body kind of martial arts, right? Doing Taekwondo. And there's a whole bunch of conditioning as far as the physical health of it and the physicality of it that he had lost a little bit in the last, you know, 5-6 years or however many years he hasn't been doing it. So he's kind of easing back into it because when he comes out, he is sore. He is really, really sore. And he's using muscles that you don't use when you're gaming. Like they're muscles that just don't get used in the legs and the arms and things like that, Finn. So we've got to ease back into it. This week, he did not go last night to practice. Aspen and I actually went to puppy school last night, where she got to, you know, show off all of her amazing skills as well. And she's such a good girl. But, you know, we're going to go again tonight. And so then that will give him a couple days to rest and recuperate a little bit. The goal would eventually for him to be going 3 to 4 days a week because he would really like to catch up. Now, is he required to do that? No, my kid is an overachiever. He is an overachiever, though, in the respect that he doesn't realize he's an overachiever until he gets into something. And then he's like, ooh, I got to figure this out. Max, on the other hand, you just always know he's an overachiever, right? Like he's always going to be doing something that's way above and beyond the pay scale of what needs to be done. Dexter is not an overachiever until it directly affects him in some sort of way. And so that's kind of where we're at. And but he also is smart enough at this stage of the game to realize that if I overdo it, it's not going to be any good at all. And then there's injury that occurs and all of that good stuff. So he's going to end up going 3 days this week. And maybe, you know, next week, maybe only two. We'll just kind of gauge it by how sore he is and stuff. But he is fully into the world. He is so excited to be working with this particular school. Everybody has been so far absolutely amazing. I can't say enough good things about our instructor. He had his classes fully prepared for Dexter to kind of immerse in there, you know, because that can be awkward walking into a really small class. And everybody's already been working together. They know each other. Then the first night that he got there a couple weeks ago, they were all like, oh, hey, you're Dexter. So how long have you been out of Taekwondo? What rank are you? I hear you were a red belt with a black stripe. I mean, they were fully aware that he was coming. He was going to be there. They knew his backstory, which I appreciate, especially with a kid who's a little bit of an introvert, right? Like, it was easier for him to assimilate. And I appreciate his Taekwondo instructor for understanding that about his students, because, you know, if you've never dealt with somebody with as much anxiety as Dexter has, that can be a little difficult. And you don't always know how to handle those situations with them, but he has handled it super, super well, and everybody at the school has. And Dexter feels very welcomed. He loves being able to do the physical part of it. There's a whole lot of mental stuff with Taekwondo, though, as well, especially when you get into patterns and having to memorize, and we're not quite there yet as far as getting back into that. But we will be very, very soon, which is why he'll be attending more classes than he probably needs to, so he can get back into all of that kind of stuff. So, yeah, sure. He had drums yesterday. He did that. I mean, he's living his best life right now. He's doing all of his favorite things. And the best part is he's like, you have time to do it because my brother is not here.
sibling love.
That's right. That's right. Although it was so cute because this weekend when Max called him, because he's going to have to help Max with a bunch of the circus parade stuff in June. You know, sibling rivalry, sibling love, whatever you want to call it, until his brother calls and says, I really need your help. And Dexter gets off the phone and he's like, he's flattered. Like, he actually needs my help. Mm-hmm. I can't believe he called me for my help, kind of thing. So it was pretty awesome. He's
little
awesome.
Brothers always look towards the big brothers. Yeah,
even
really
if they don't realize it. Like, Dexter doesn't even realize he does that.
They will always deny it. But
right. Hmm. Oh, no. But he totally, you know, and a lot of the anxiety issues that Dexter has that have popped up on us have been really since Max left, because Dexter does not do, even though he won't admit it and he doesn't realize it, even though I think he does, he just won't say the words out loud. A lot of this popped up when his brother left, because there was a change in everything that he knew. The home changed. Max wasn't here.
The environment's totally different.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. There's a different vibe. Dad started working out of town more. So all of a sudden it became Mom, Dexter, and Aspen. And so it was just it's just been a completely different world for the last few months for him. So I think that's when a lot of the anxiety stuff popped up. That's when, you know, he's always dealt with it, but that's when a lot of it became a little bit more on the top level, right? We could see it brewing a little bit. His therapist thinks basically the same thing. Getting Dexter to admit the words out loud, probably never going to happen, because that would give his brother satisfaction in knowing that he had something to do with this fan. Just a little piece of it. It would give him that. It would give Max that satisfaction in life.
Right.
Dexter's not about to do that. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
So I found this morning, and I did want to mention this very quickly because, you know, Taylor Swift, she never really leaves the news headlines, right? I mean, she's always kind of floating out there. Whether she's actually in the news headlines, we're like, ooh, why has Taylor been so quiet lately? I mean, that's kind of how it is at this stage of the game. Well, we all know that ticket prices for that Eras tour here in the United States got a little out of hand. Thank you very much, Live Nation and Ticketmaster. Mm-hmm. And a lot of American Swifties had to miss out because of the cost. And it turns out that they are actually flying to Europe now to see her. Now, this is crazy to me. She is going to kick off the leg of the tour, of the European Eras Tour in Paris tonight. And Americans bought about 20% of the tickets for her four shows there. At her next stop in Stockholm, Sweden, about 10,000 fans from the United States are expected. Now, why would they put themselves through all of this? You just did an international flight. It can be a little crazy and chaotic and not so restful, right? Because here's the kicker. It's cheaper, or at least comparable, because Europe has tighter restrictions on those ticket fees and those resale prices. And Expedia's spokesperson says that, quote, I can either spend $1,500 to go see my favorite artist in Miami, or I can take that $1,500 and buy a concert ticket, a round-trip plane ticket, and three nights in a hotel room. Yep. That tells you how crazy and out of control this ticket stuff is here in this country. And if you're combining a vacation with a concert experience, that's becoming a bit of a growing trend and not a bad way to see your favorite artist. Some are starting to call that tourism, by the way. Mm-hmm. There's an actual term for this.
I say go for it. I know, right? Absolutely. And maybe somebody will suddenly realize here in the States, we really shouldn't charge that much. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a little bit of a problem here if they're going to Europe to see their favorite artist, because it's cheaper to do the airfare, the motels, the tickets, and, you know, even it's crazy. Absolutely crazy. So, yeah, Taylor Swift back in the news as Swifties get set to embark on Paris at this point in time. So more power to you, I say, if you can get the tickets and have a good time in Paris and see Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I can't remember who. I was looking at somebody yesterday. It's a band that I like. And I noticed that they were going to be playing Cork, Ireland.
Sure.
And I thought, oh, man, wouldn't that be cool to to go to Ireland just to see a show?
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, part of the reason we went to San Francisco last year, granted, it's not overseas trips, but part of the reason we went to San Francisco last year is so that we could see Chromeo. So, you know, that was the whole reason the trip got changed from the southern part of California up to the more northern part, or I guess middle part at that point. But anyway, have a good time, Swifties, if you're getting ready to fly to Europe to see Taylor Swift.
The problem with Swifties, though, is that they'll buy tickets to just about anything, anywhere.
And, you know. Yeah, they're always going to pack the house. Let's be honest. They travel well, and they are faithful to Taylor Swift. Let's just be honest. Yeah. Taking a look at our forecast right now, Finn, clouds sticking around this morning. We do have a chance for some scattered showers through at least mid-afternoon. Gradually, though, we're going to clear things out today, especially into the evening. 60 for our high today, so a little bit cooler than yesterday. Partly cloudy down to 43 tonight. Then tomorrow, lots of sun and isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible with a high near 68. Right now it's 52. And this morning, Maddie in the morning, this is something new we're adding in, and I'm so excited to have them on board. Maddie in the morning is now sponsored by Baraboo State Bank, banking better together.
When you're looking for a bank, you want one that understands your needs and is committed to your community. That's why so many people choose Baraboo State Bank. They offer a wide range of banking products and services, including personal checking and savings accounts, business banking, loans, and more. But what really sets them apart is their commitment to customer service. They go above and beyond to make sure you're happy by offering convenient online and mobile banking. Visit their website at baraboobank.com. Baraboo State Bank, banking better together since 1857. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for something a little extra sweet on the buffet? Hi, this is Jess at the Reedsburg Pizza Ranch, and it's official, the sweet chili pizza is back. This pizza has peppers, onion, pineapple, and is drizzled with that sweet chili sauce. Now available on the buffet and on the menu to order. Plus, also join us for our all-day buffet every day, and come on and see us on Reedsburg's East Side. Stop on in. Looking forward to seeing ya.
Hey guys, I've devised a plan to find better home internet. Kids, you scout the web for the best deals. Honey, you monitor our projected data usage.
Or we could avoid that hassle and go with U.S. Cellular's home internet. There's no guesswork, and their internet's faster than ever.
New plan. Ellen, you sign up for U.S. Cellular home internet. Madison, you bring me snacks while I stream the game. Let's do this.
Bundle and save on U.S. Cellular's new and improved home internet. Just $34.99 when bundled with a wireless plan. U.S. Cellular, built for us.
Terms apply. See cellplus.com for details. Whether you're a woman looking to start or expand your family, SSM Health St. Clair Hospital Baraboo is here for you from the start. Our women's health providers create an environment of focused care and are proud to provide a wide range of women's health services. To schedule an appointment with a provider or learn more about our family birth suites, visit ssmhealth.com/baraboobirth or call 608-355-3800.
7:33 right now. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. Remember, birthday's coming up in just a few minutes. If you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning, 355-9970. It's Billy Idol now. Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more, 99.7 Max FM. Who doesn't love Billy Idol starting out a Friday Eve? That's some good stuff this morning, Finn. Look at us. We're on a high note today. You know who's not on a high note right now? My poor husband. It is not going well in Racine. Like, I can tell that he's having these waves of kidney stone pain because he texts me, and then I don't hear from him for a while, and then when the wave goes away and he's feeling a little bit better, then he texts me to at least tell me that He's moving around. For some reason, he has to be out of his motel room today. And I don't know what's up with that, because as far as I knew, he wasn't coming home until tomorrow night. So I don't know if he just has to change rooms, if he was going to Madison. I don't really know. I haven't gotten the full scope of what's going on quite yet. But at any rate, keep him in your thoughts this morning, because you know there's nothing worse than getting sick or having something happen to you when you're not at home either. Yeah. Because all you want to do is like go into your normal routine and go with what's comfortable. And then when you're somewhere that's unfamiliar, you don't have any of that stuff. So hopefully things get a little bit better for him here this morning. My goodness. Yeah. I feel for him. Like, I've never had a kidney stone. I don't know what they feel like. I have to imagine it's a lot like birthing a child by the sounds and the way he looks and things when it's happening. So that's kind of what I imagine. That's the only thing I can equate it to, because I've never experienced it.
Is there anyone nearby, anywhere?
Yeah, some of his coworkers are down there. So that's what I just texted him, and which I haven't heard. I'm like, can you text Brian? Can you maybe get him there? Maybe he can get you to the hospital or something. I was like, what are you going to do once you pack up your room? Are you driving home? Because you're not going to be able to do that. You're certainly not going to be able to work today. Like, what do you think you're doing at this point? So I guess we'll wait for him. I don't think he's taken the time to logically think it through quite yet, not when you're in that kind of pain. So hopefully somebody can go help him at some point in time. And I feel useless right now, because there's absolutely nothing I can do at this moment in time. So we'll see how it all plays out here. Now, this is a great segue into this particular topic, because turns out that if you're 36 years old right now, hang tight, because you're in for a wild ride, Finn. A new poll found that the average person starts feeling all of those aches and pains at the age of 37. It's been that long ago, huh, that we started feeling that. All right, cool.
37. I remember. You.
Yeah, that feels like that was an eternity ago. But that's when your back starts barking a little bit, your knees start to do a little bit more of that buckling thing. Back pain wasn't actually people's top complaint, believe it or not. The top three spots where older Americans have pain right now: their legs, their neck, and their shoulders. Do you know what all of that is? A lot of that's because of our technology habits, and we have our phones, and we're looking down, or we're typing constantly. We have our the things hunch over. That's why the neck and the shoulders are, and a lot of people carry their tension in the neck and the shoulders too. All those aches and pains are slowing us down as well. You talk about a kidney stone slowing down Corey Hartman this morning. Yeah. I mean, we've got our own bumps and bruises that we have to worry about. When we wake up sore, it takes us an average of 7 extra minutes to get ready in the morning. Totally been there. 28% of us said that they deal with some sort of chronic pain on a daily basis. Less than a third said that they've been totally pain-free over the past month. 22% of us would give up social media to feel fewer aches and pains. 18% say they'd give up cheese. Okay. And 25% would give up coffee if they did not have to feel the types of aches and pains that they're feeling at this very minute. So, I mean, you know it's hardcore stuff when we're willing to give up things like cheese and coffee. My goodness.
That's no small sacrifice there.
Not in Wisconsin. We're not doing the cheese route, but maybe some of us would give up the coffee. But it just tells you, we tend to not take very good care of ourselves. A lot of our daily habits kind of wear and tear on us after a certain point of time. And as much as we try, we probably don't do as much moving as we absolutely should, which is kind of the bad part about it. But
37, that means 17 years of poor decisions that you've made.
Right? Exactly. Exactly. So if you're feeling it today and you're popping the ibuprofen and the aspirin, well, you're probably not alone. You're probably sharing that big bottle from Costco all around the office right now. That's what's going on. I imagine it in my head. Coming up, we're going to take a detailed look at your forecast. Looks like we're going to stick with the clouds and maybe some rain yet this morning. Gradually, though, today we're going to clear things out. Sean Cable's going to tell you more in just a moment. We'll also have a look at sports with Mike Ganger here on Max FM. Have you ever wondered what it would be like to smash a computer with a baseball bat or take a sledgehammer to a pile of dishes? How about squirting paint all over a canvas or a friend? If letting off steam in a unique way appeals to you, contact Disorderly Conduct Rage Room in Sauk City. Rage rooms are perfect for work parties, bachelor, bachelorette parties, divorce parties, and more. Rage rooms are for those ages 16 and up, and paint splatter rooms are open to all. Go to disorderlyconductragerooms.com to book your session.
One, two, three. Oh, hi, Jenny here. Just counting all the dollars I saved at my local Big Deals online store. What? You haven't saved yet? Get on it. You'll love the great selection of gift certificates at discount prices. They make great gifts, too. And you can shop right from your phone. Nothing satisfies like counting all those savings. Now let me get back to it. 6, 7, 8.
Find all the great deals online at maxfmbigdeals.com and start saving.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Anger. Couple makeup games and softball action from this past evening. Lodi got a 2-0 win over Reedsburg, and Baraboo takes down Sauk for a 12-0 the final. In the third inning, bases were loaded, and at that point, Selikoniak came up with a grand slam. Emma Pickler drove in a couple of runs for the game as well, and Faith Henke had 3 hits for the contest. In golf yesterday, it was the Sauk Prairie Invitational at Lake Wisconsin Country Club. Janesville Craig able to earn the top finish with a score of 306. The Eagles were second at their home meet with a 322, and Stoughton finished third for the event. Baraboo was eighth of the 15 teams competing with a round of 346. Reedsburg and Portage rounded out the field with scores of 386 and 410. Kyle Krochowski of Janesville Craig was the top finisher as the senior had a round of 73. Grayson Dunn of Sauk Prairie just behind him with a 75 for second place for the event. Kevin Goach of Sauk Prairie also with a round of 79 to finish in the top 10. Supposed to be a relatively quiet day today, but some makeup matchups will be taking place. For Sauk Prairie, it's going to be the boys' tennis team hosting Madison Country Day. That's going to be starting at 4:15. Makeup matchup for softball is they're going to be at McFarland at 5 o'clock tonight. And then soccer is going to be heading to DeForest at 7 for the Eagles. Otherwise, most of the other area teams, like I mentioned, pretty quiet for this afternoon. Late inning magic fell short this time for the Milwaukee Brewers as they lose to the Kansas City Royals 6-4. Brew Crew trailed 6-2 heading into the ninth inning. Bryce Turang was able to get a double in that frame, and then William Contreras also grounded out to score another run, but that is where the rally would stop. Brady Singer gets the win for the Royals, and Joe Ross falls to 1-4 for the season after taking the loss. He gave up 3 earned runs in 5 innings of work and struck out 2 batters. Royals will be right back at it as they return home tonight to start a 4-game homestand against their rivals, the Cardinals. 6:40, first pitch for this evening's contest. Tobias Myers is going to get the go for the Crew. Sonny Gray counters for the Redbirds. With Max FM Sports, I'm Mike Ganger.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
Mostly cloudy today with scattered showers likely through about mid-afternoon. After that, we will gradually clear out as we head into the evening. 60 will be the high. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 43. Tomorrow, sunshine. An isolated afternoon thunderstorm with a high near 68. We are heading full on into barbecue season, and if you want to try something wicked good, try Grandpa's Barbecue Sauce made from Grandpa's original recipe at grandpasbbqshop.com. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
7:46 right now. Birthdays and anniversaries coming up next. If you're celebrating today or maybe know somebody who is, you can still text us. There's lots of time. It's the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line. The number is 355-9970. It's In Excess Now. Need you tonight on 99.7 Max FM.
All you got is this moment. 21st century is yesterday. You can care all want. Everybody does, yeah, that's okay, yeah. So slide over here and give me a moment. You move. There's something about you, girl, that makes me sweat. And give me a moment. Your moves are so raw. I've got to let you know. I've got to let you know.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM, 7:49 right now, and time to do a little celebrating this morning, Finn. We got to get these birthdays in before Ben Bromley joins us from the Baraboo Chamber of Commerce to tell us why weekends are best in Baraboo, because we're going to have a long list of stuff that we've got going on this weekend. Nice. So we've got to get through these birthdays really, really quickly. We will remind you, though, that as we start on the celebrity side of things, if you're celebrating or know somebody who is, you can text us this morning, 355-9970. So let's just jump in, all right? Because I know Ben's standing by so that he can tell us about Fair on the Square and Farmers Market opening this weekend. Such exciting stuff. Noah Centineo, who is a Netflix heartthrob. He was on the spy series The Recruit. He's also Adam Smasher in Black Adam, and a lot of girls, young women, I should say, will know him from To All the Boys I've Loved Before and its two sequels, The Perfect Date. He is celebrating his 28th birthday. That felt like a lot of words to me. Now, I've heard of some of that stuff, but it still felt like a lot of words to me, quite honestly. Mary Mouser, who plays Daniel's son's daughter, Samantha, on Cobra Kai, she is celebrating her 28th birthday today as well. Grace Gummer is celebrating. Now, she is Meryl Streep's real-life daughter. She does play an FBI agent, Dominique DePiro, on Mr. Robot. She was also in one of Halle Berry's movies, and she played Penny, the amazing lizard girl, on American Horror Story Freak Show. There you go. That's the one that
more
you definitely
words
put on.
There,
yeah. I know, you put on your resume and you call it a job or something, but
I
interesting
was Penny,
stuff.
The amazing lizard girl. There you go.
Well, let's just say Grace Gummer has not been as successful as her mom. I mean, she's done some good stuff, but it's hard to walk in your mom's shadow when your mom is Meryl Streep.
True.
Let's just be honest. Anyway, Grace Gummer, 38 years old today, if I forgot to say it. I can't remember if I did. Audrina Partridge from The Hills is celebrating her 39th birthday. We also have Prince Fielder on the list. Now, he was a slugger with the Texas Rangers. His career ended with another neck injury in 2016. He and his dad Cecil are the only father-son combo to each hit 50 home runs in a season. They each had 319 total in their careers. He's celebrating his 40th birthday today. Rosario Dawson, love her. She was in Ahsoka. She was also on The Mandalorian, The Book of Boba Fett. She's also in Rent, Men in Black 2, Sin City, and Grindhouse. I mean, a lot of people know her before she got caught up in like the Jedi universe, but she is celebrating her 45th birthday today. Then we also have Dave Gahan on the list. Ah, lead singer for Depeche Mode. Love Depeche Mode. One of my favorites. People Are People, Enjoy the Silence, Policy of Truth, and Personal Jesus. Just some of their big hits, right? Now, you probably know this, but Trivial Pursuit time for anybody who doesn't. Dave actually cheated death four times in four different ways. He survived a heart attack in 1993. He survived slashing his own wrists in 1995. He also survived an overdose on a speedball in 1996 and also a malignant bladder tumor in 2009. Also, he can celebrate 62 years today.
Yeah.
I, for one, am super glad that Dave Gahan, though, is still on this earth.
Yeah, so, he cleaned up. Yeah, got his act together, so that's good.
So talented. Depeche Mode, one of my favorite groups from the late 80s, for sure. John Corbett, who played Aiden on Sex and the City. A lot of people will also know him as Chris, the disc jockey on Northern Exposure, and the non-Greek groom in My Big Fat Greek Wedding. He is celebrating his 63rd birthday. Now, if you are a Sex and the City fan and you've been watching the spinoff over on Max, they are in the process of basically filming their new season, and nobody's really sure if John Corbett's going to be back. That has not been confirmed or denied. If you watched the past season, you know that there was a little thing that happened. I don't want to give it away for anybody who hasn't is a fan of the show, but he wasn't sure how his relationship with Carrie was going to, how it stood, because of some personal issues. So nobody's really sure if he's coming back or not. And on a personal highlight, My Big Fat Greek Wedding, the first, is one of my favorite movies of all time. Hilariously funny. I just watched the third one where they take like the Greek vacation. It's a charming little film. It's definitely, you've lost a few steps since number one. I mean, that's all I'm going to say. But it's charming. Yeah. It's charming, right. You know, and I get what they were trying to do. Just not quite where they were at. Number one felt brilliant at the time. Just well written. Mm-hmm. It was funny. Mm-hmm. It was sharp. You had all of these Greek actors and actresses, and it just felt really awesome. Two was a little not as good as one, and now three, charming, but I wasn't stoked about it. Like, I'm not brave.
Sequelitis is setting in. They went back to the well too many times.
Yeah, maybe just a little bit. I mean, there's only so much you can do with My Big Fat Greek Wedding storyline, right? I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah.
Tom Peterson from Cheap Trick, bassist and also founder of Rock Your Speech, is celebrating his 74th birthday today. And if you aren't familiar, Rock Your Speech, this is so cool. It's a project that helps autistic kids learn to communicate through music. And I know that, have you actually had the pleasure of talking with Tom Peterson, if I remember correctly?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've talked to a few of the Cheap Trick guys over the years, and Tom is, he's a super nice guy.
Yeah.
I mean, just a nice guy. And he and his wife put together Rock Your Speech because their son, Liam, they had discovered early on, mm-hmm. was autistic. And the only way that he felt comfortable communicating was through music. So, great story. And had a chance to talk with him. BarstoolRockers.com if you want to hear that interview.
Amazing what music will do to open up kids all over the spectrum. It is absolutely amazing. Mm-hmm. Another big one on this list today, we've got a few heavy hitters. Billy Joel is 75 years old today. Love that. Kelvin Murphy, NBA Hall of Famer. He has 14 kids with 9 different women. So really, at this point in time, well, you know, I feel like Nick Cannon is maybe trying to take on that role. Maybe true. Just a little bit.
Take
like
the mantle up there.
That's right. Hold my beer kind of thing. Anyway, Kelvin Murphy, 76 years old. Candace Bergen, love her. Murphy Brown, of course. She is celebrating her 78th birthday. I can't believe she is 78 years old. One of my all-time favorite shows. Tommy Rowe, who is the genius behind the 1966 hit Sweet Pea. He also had Dizzy. I love Tommy Rowe. He is 82 years old today. James L. Brooks, one of the three men who developed The Simpsons. He also co-created The Mary Tyler Moore Show, again, one of my favorites, and Taxi. He is celebrating his 84th birthday today. I said there were some big ones on that list, and there definitely were, and we've got some more music to pull from for the 8 o'clock hour because, hello, Depeche Mode, Billy Joel. I named a bunch of them. Cheap Trick. We'll get into all of that here in the next hour. Now, we do have one local birthday we want to pass along this morning. This came in from Randy over on our text line. He wants to wish a very happy birthday to his sister-in-law, Nicole Burdick Boyd. So, Nicole, from Randy, from Becky, from all of us here at Max FM, we hope you have a fantastic birthday. And remember, if you're celebrating, all of us here at Max FM also wish you an amazing day. To add somebody to this list, Finn, it's easy. All you have to do is text us on the Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells text line, 355-9970. Quick look at this forecast. Mostly cloudy with some scattered showers, continuing through about mid-afternoon today. Gradually, we're going to clear things out as we head into the evening. 60 for our high is all. Partly cloudy down to 43 tonight. Then tomorrow, lots of sun and isolated afternoon thunderstorm is possible with a high near 68. Right now, it's 52. It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM. Ben Bromley from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce is going to join us next to tell us what's going on this weekend in Baraboo. Weekends Are Best brought to you by Pizza Ranch of Baraboo.
Come on down to Pizza Ranch in Baraboo. Our buffets are now open from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Tuesday through Sunday, offering the all-day buffet. Join us for family night every Sunday from 5 p.m. until close, where our buffet and drinks are only $11.99. It's our special Sunday night family deal, available through May 31st. And don't miss out on our Thursday pizza deal. Buy a large pizza to go and get a large pizza free. See you at Pizza Ranch in Baraboo.
It's time for Weekends Are Best here on Max FM, and joining me this morning from the Baraboo Area Chamber of Commerce, Ben Bromley. How are you today? Oh, do we have Ben? All right, so we're going to let Ben hop in here in just a moment, and we're going to go ahead and get started with the
oh,
things.
Well, here
oh, there
I am.
We go. Yay!
Let's hit the non-mute button, Ben, and get things started. We don't need delays. We have a million things to get to.
Oh, my gosh. There is so much going on. I was just looking at this calendar of events a little while ago, and I was like, holy buckets. Everybody take notes, because you're going to need them this weekend. There is a lot happening. So, obviously, we got to jump right in here. Where do you want to start with on this calendar?
I'll start out with a disclaimer. We're probably not going to be able to get to all the live music.
Right.
We've got live music at Tumbled Rock, at Broken Bottle, at Balanced Rock, at Kunamichi, all kinds of places, but we got so much on the calendar we might not get to it. But yeah, visit baraboo.com and you'll see it all. But tonight I want to start with the Spring Piano Duet
yes.
Concert at the library. And of course, this is something that has become a local favorite, with Zach Ott and Gretchen Rolchen performing. That's going to start at 6:30 in the library auditorium. Tonight.
All right, so definitely check that out. And I will say this to add to your disclaimer. All of that live music at all of our wonderful wineries and distilleries, that actually starts tonight. So you're going to definitely want to check the calendar of events. Now, where else do we want to go on this? Because we're just getting started with a spring duet concert over at the